Stump the Chef never ends. Now, this is if you've not heard this, this is something we have been doing for the last week or so, in which we get a contestant who comes up with three things in their kitchen, three items in their kitchen that they have. And sometimes these are very disparate things. Sometimes they're things that don't make any sense to have in your kitchen together or that you could ever make any kind of a dish out of. So what we have done is we find those three items. We bring that contestant back and we introduce that contestant to a celebrity chef. And we actually do have a celebrity chef with us today, an alum of Top Chef. And he is a partner with Let Us Entertain You at ABBA and Emma. And he is CJ Jacobson. And CJ, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate you taking the time out. And it's going to be interesting what you're going to have to figure out here, Chef, in terms of the ingredients. But first of all, let's talk.
Thank you. Hopefully I can deliver with such an illustrious opening there, but I'll try my best.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. Let's see what you can do. Now, are you guys doing a food pickup at ABBA and Emma?
We have ABBA and Emma have morphed into one. So they're both over at ABBA, so you can come pick up, or we also do delivery. We also do booze pickup packages over there as well. So if you need some extra lubrication in these hard times, we're a one-stop shop.
Oh, that is particularly good news to an individual like myself. All right, let's bring in our contestant and find out exactly what she has in her cupboard. Here is Susan, and she's playing Stump the Chef. Okay. Susan, what do you got?
I have a spinach fettuccine, a white onion, and garbanzo beans.
Oh.
Okay. Let me think here. Hello, Susan, by the way. How are you?
Good.
Are you sheltering in place,
I was hoping
Susan?
To buy myself some time there.
Buy yourself some time. I'll talk to her for a second. So, are you? What is your situation? Have you been in for the last week?
Not totally, but I'm laid off of my job.
What was your job?
I work for a theater company in Chicago, and I'm a teaching artist in Winnetka.
Oh wow! So, did you get a sense that once this lightens up, that you'll be able to go back to that to the theater job?
Sure. Sure, but I think it's going to be a long time.
Well, we'll see. It sounds like it might not be. All right, Chef, I bought you as much time as I could possibly buy you. What do you got?
I appreciate that. Okay, when I'm cooking at home, I oftentimes don't like to make anything too super elaborate, and I find myself making things like one-pot meal. So I'm going to do that with your ingredients. But the one thing I do ask you to do is cook the spinach fettuccine for about, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes on its own. But before you do that, you can break up the fettuccine into smaller pieces. Just kind of shatter with your hands before you put in the water, okay? Next, you're going to go ahead and cook your onion. If you have garlic, that'd be nice, so you can saute that just until it's kind of translucent.
And hold on, Chef. We're cutting the onions in what way?
Cut them to like a, you know, just like a small chop, about the size of garbanzo bean is fine.
Okay.
But they don't have to be all perfect.
All right. They never are.
If you have some tomato or even some tomato sauce, that'd be good to kind of throw in there. Strain the garbanzo beans, but save a little bit of that liquid. And then throw in the garbanzo beans. You're going to be cooking those. So ideally, if you had a little garlic in the onion, that'd be good. But what you're going to do is you're going to get some nice richness out of the garbanzo beans. So they're going to cook down. You're sort of making like not quite a soup, but it's definitely soupy. You with me, Susan?
I'm with you.
All right, great. Now you're going to take that blanched fettuccine that we cooked most of the way. It's very vibrant and green. And you're going to put those just right in there with the stew, the stewy, soupy thing we're making there. What you're going to be making is what's called a fideo, okay? It's a Spanish dish, usually made with very, very fine, very, very fine, like angel hair. And it's put in with, like, basically just tomato sauce and a little bit of liquid. And then it's put underneath kind of a broiler. So you just have your broiler on. You put this in a saute pan. And you'll add a little bit of liquid. And just, if you have any extra cheese sitting around, it could be any cheese, really. Parmesan would be great. Sprinkle that on top and put it underneath your broiler. It'll make some of the fettuccine nice and crispy and toasty. And it'll cook the rest of the fettuccine. And you'll have a nice one-pot meal.
How long does she put it under the broiler?
For the broiler, I mean, I would check it after like 3 or 4 minutes just to see. Everyone's boiler is kind of different. Yeah. But, and depending how high you put up close to it, I put it maybe like 6 or 8 inches from it, and it will, it'll cook away. So I just keep looking at it.
Susan, do you like this?
After about 6 minutes.
It sounds good.
Well, we'll check with you tomorrow to make sure that the chef did this right.
At the end.
Now, you know, now, Chef, you know, one of the things.
I'll have to order some beverages from his restaurant.
Yes, I like the idea that, like, curbside pickup of beverages. Are you delivering to Chef or the beverages? And when I say beverages, I'm doing that thing with my fingers.
We're not allowed to deliver beverages, unfortunately. We can only, we have to check the ID, obviously, when people come by.
All right, I got it. I got it. All right, you two. All right, let's get this thing right, and let's find out tomorrow. CJ Jacobson, thank you so much from Ima and Abba restaurant, which is now one. It is in the West Loop and that on Green Street, right?
302 North Green Street, third floor. Come on down.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful space. All right, CJ, thank you very much for being with us.